Yeah, that sounds a bit strange. New Dolphin head coach. It's certainly going to be a huge challenge. Probably one of the biggest challenges I've taken on the coaching front. Dolphin. It's no stranger that they didn't do hugely well last year. They survived in the last game of the season. So like there was a bit of a hole to fill. We've got a few players in already at this stage now. So hopefully we'll get a few more. And we'd build and look. I mean, I don't have a magic wand. I don't have a pocket full of magic dust that I can just sprinkle over the team. They'll become better players. They've got to want it themselves. So you just hope that you'll bring that kind of ethos and mentality into the club, set certain standards, and hopefully the players and the lads will rise to it. And, you know, there's a huge responsibility on the club then as well, themselves. They might admit it, they might not. There's a few structures in there that need to be shaken up a bit. And hopefully, you know, maybe last year could have been a good thing in terms of that. They came close to being relegated. You know, when that happens, it kind of tends to shake a few trees. I've been brought on board, hopefully to shake those trees, and we'll give it one hell of a rattle. I mean, we won't be found wanting anyway.
And when it came to making the decision, I mean, the talks that went on, was it the challenge that enticed you to this job? Was there a lot of talking in terms of them selling the club to you, or how
did
it work?
Yes, there was, and I suppose a huge part of it for me is playing numbers. I'm a firm believer that, you know, if you give me players who have never even played the game before, you can do something with them, but with nothing, you can do nothing. And a big part of it was that they have a very good 20s team next year, which will increase numbers in training, and we'll be able to have a right rattle off each other on the training paddock. So that's a huge thing for me, that there is a 20s team there, and it's quite a strong 20s team. They had a great under-18s team last year, and most of them are coming through now up into it. And the way the league is structured now, and it's the age profile is dropping all the time. So even the team I coached last year, Young Munsters, we had four under-20s with us for the majority of the season, and these guys didn't look out of place. So the age profile of the league in all level is getting younger and younger, and that's why you see all the college teams. You see UCC are coming up now, Trinity, UCD, they're all doing extremely well in the leagues, and that's one of the main reasons, because the age profile is dropping.
And what was the struggle for numbers in Dolphin last year? Was it injuries? Was it senior players going away earlier, or what was it?
Yeah, I think, look, I mean, Dolphin aren't the only club in the country who are struggling for numbers. I think every club, bar one or two, are struggling. Colleges certainly will always do well for numbers because they've got a constant flow of players coming in. But I just think it's a combination of a lot of things. Dublin rugby has really grown over the last couple of years because of the economic climate. The jobs are in Dublin, so players are migrating towards Dublin, and that's why the Dublin club then are getting stronger and stronger. Like, I think it was 88 players last year from Cork alone left to play their rugby in Dublin. So that's the bones of three squads, three teams. So that's a huge hole to fill, and like those numbers aren't in Cork, they're not here. And like, there's a lot of very successful teams. You have College, who went up last year. You have Highfield, who got promoted. You have Sunday as well, who got promoted, and Conn will always be strong. So you're fighting from a very small pool for the top quality players, or even look any quality players to get involved in your club. So, and it's always going to be a struggle. So, you know, they're not the only club who have struggled for players. And I just think it's a combination of, like, the drop-off from 18-year-olds who play schools rugby is 80%. And that is huge. And that is something that the RFU probably need to address. Why is that happening? Some of it you can't help. Some of it you can't help. But I just think there has to be a pathway where players are actually playing rugby week in, week out, week in, week out. And a lot of teams are struggling to field second teams. There's no easy answer to it. It's been spoken about on numerous occasions by various different organisations within the RFU, and it's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. So numbers is a big thing for me, and having the 20s come through this year was probably the defining decision.
Good.
For any reason.
And so within all those challenges and the blueprint for Dolphin going forward, from your point of view, what will the first season be about, or what will it be about? What will mark success, I suppose?
I mean, success for me with any club I've ever been with is leaving it in a better place than when I first picked it up. That's how I'll always judge success, not by the trophies in the cabinet, by leaving it in a better place, by having structures in place right down to underage level. So that's something that I'm going to have a look at within the club, see how that's run, the coaching, the way the underage are coaching. And if I can leave that club in a better place than from when I first picked it up, that would be success for me. But I suppose realistically, you're looking at, challenging for top four would be fantastic. Somewhere two or three positions below that, I think, would be acceptable, and then have a right rattle off at the following year. So, but you don't know. You don't know. You don't know what way other teams are going to play. You don't know how the Dolphins squad is going to grow. There's some fantastic players within the squad. A lot of the guys who have had offers by other clubs to go to Limerick and so on have stayed very loyal to the club, and that's a fantastic sign of a club. There's a great spirit there. There seems to be, anyway. I'll let you know in a couple of months what I think of that, but there seems to be a very good will to help the club, and that's hugely important as well.
It sounds like you're embarking on a role where you want to, you know, reinvigorate the entire culture at the club and not just send out your first 15 to play a certain way. It's through every team.
Yeah, that's not the way I'd operate. I mean, again, it's putting structures in place, and I think you have to do that. I mean, concentrating on a first team, what's that going to do for the club? You know, you might have a strong first team, but that'll only be in place for a couple of years, unless you have a feeder system coming through constantly, good underage, good strong underage coaching ethic within the club. Then your first team is always going to struggle. And you know, I met the players last week and I said to them, look, that in my opinion, the second team is more important than the first team. Like, you'll always have a first team. You'll never see a club failing to put a first team out, but the amount of clubs who fail to put a second team out is huge. And if we can have a strong second team, we'll have strong numbers of training, we'll have a good 20 side, and we'll be able to improve because we're not running against fresh air.
And how much is there change to the entire management structure and the coaching setup?
It's a clean sweep, yeah. So, right down to the medical team, strength and conditioning. So it's basically, you know, I've been given a kind of a blank slate to work with. So it's the team that I'm building around me.
Have you much of it built?
Yeah, we've a lot of it done, yeah. Medical side is all sorted. S&C is all sorted. Backs coach we're in discussions with at the moment. The majority of it is done. A lot of the work is done. We're still in recruitment phase at the moment. There's a good few guys signed. But the more we can get, the stronger we'll be and the more competitive we'll be.
I've just spoken with Rory Scannell, obviously, Dave, who's one of these players that has had massive success with the Munster Academy and Munster this season, all coming from the club as well. And that's the genesis of club rugby. And maybe it has its faults at times too, but,
I mean, look, the structure isn't perfect. You will never get a structure that's perfect, be it in business or in sport. I would certainly have my views on how things are run at maybe the higher level. Some might disagree, some might not disagree, but, you know, it's hugely important that Munster have clubs like Dolphin and Cork Conn and Gary Owen and Shannon Young Munster's producing fantastic players, high quality players. And my firm belief is that the AIL is the platform to do that. Sometimes you don't get your own way in terms of having players released and stuff like that, but that's open for debate. But if you look at what the Scannells have done, and all through Dolphin, you know, it's a fantastic endorsement for the club. You've got Cian Bohan, who's come through the ranks. You've got numerous other players historically. The likes of Terry Kingston has come up through the ranks there. And it is a breeding ground. The AL is certainly a breeding ground, and I just think it should be exploited more. And players should be allowed to play a little bit more from the academy structure. But, you know, I think the Scannells probably are the best endorsement I can use for the club. They've come through that system all the ways up. And where they are now is a huge credit to the club. And not just pigeonholing Dolphin in that respect either. Like, all the clubs, Cork Conn, Sunday as well, Highfield, they've all had a massive contribution to Munster and Irish rugby. So my opinion that the AIL is strong enough to produce top quality players.
I'm consistently impressed when I get out to the matches. They're excellent games, excellent contests. But you've touched on something that made national headlines after the Young Munster frustrations you had with players not being released for club rugby. Is there, and I suppose developing where you are with that, has there been much of a response from that, or any response?
There's been a huge public response in terms of, you know, and this is again another issue I hear from, like, you got phone calls and emails and even letters from people saying, well done, you know, it's fantastic what you said, but then no one else is, you know, coming out and kind of agreeing with me that it's all been said over the bar, or you know, behind closed doors. I just think
so. Nobody in power is nobody.
No, and there's been no reaction from anybody in power. And look, I didn't expect it. You know, some people might say, look, it's, you know, just me having a rant because we lost the game, but it's not. This is something that over the last couple of years I've seen. Is that the clubs have been neglected by a certain degree, and all the finances are pumped in towards the professional game. I just think that if you look at the results, you know, from Munster and even Leinster and Ulster, none of them qualified for the qualifying stages of Europe this year. You know, and I think that's a real sign. It's of lack of progress, and I think that's the clubs by. What's the best way to describe it? The clubs are just, I feel, are just being ignored by the provinces. They're being used as breeding grounds. The players are being taken away.
There's nothing back.
And there's nothing coming back. It's all one-way traffic. One-way traffic. And, you know, when you get a player pulled for a sevens tournament in Amsterdam, which is probably equivalent to the Kinsale Sevens, for a Munster Senior Cup final that has been historically there for the last over 100 years, it certainly hits in places of the body that hurts. And, you know, when you see players inside the dressing room after a game and they're in tears because they've lost the Munster Senior Cup. I'm not saying we'd have won the game because if that player was available or we'd have lost the game. But, you know, we weren't given every opportunity to play our best, and Conn certainly deserved their win on the day.
In the entire commentary of this story, Dave, I've been wondering about how the players themselves feel in these situations.
The players are caught between a rock and a hard place. They obviously want to play for Munster, and the club will do everything in their power to get them to play for Munster on professional contracts. But they're just not playing enough rugby week in, week out. And, you know, whether you're playing at the lowest level or at the very highest level in the All-Ireland League, any time you play a game is worth 20 training sessions in terms of development. Like, you can never replicate what happens in a game and a training paddock. It's just it's impossible. The intensity isn't there, the atmosphere isn't there. You know, the opposition that you get on a training field will never give you what the opposition in another club will give you. So I just think that's the pathway for players to develop. And yes, there's a role for the academy. There's a huge role for the academy there in terms of strength and conditioning and nutrition and education and all the other bits that go into making a rugby player. But they need to be playing at the club level. Let them play at club level. Let them develop. Let the club game grow again. Grow in stature. Get the crowds back. You know, and I don't really care how they do it or go about it. But everybody I've spoken to outside the powers have agreed with me.
So Dave, bringing the focus back on Dolphin for next season, impressed probably isn't the right word, but I was, moved by how upset you were when Young Munster lost to Cork Conn, your former club, when I spoke to you earlier this season. Yeah. But and I mean this in a complimentary way, that it just showed how much you had given to that new club in your management position.
Yeah, but regardless of who we were playing, any time we lost or any time we won, the emotion would be at the same level. I'm a person that doesn't like losing. It's as simple as that.
But I thought it was a reflection on your commitment to Young Munster, despite the fact you were playing your former club.
Yeah, I mean, look, some people might have other views on that as to why the emotion was there, but that emotion wouldn't drop no matter, and it'll be the exact same at Dolphin if I was training an under 14 side or an under 10 side. That willingness to win and the commitment to win would always be there, you know. I kind of work in a philosophy of, you know, whatever it takes to win. Like, you don't train week after week after week after week and go out on a Saturday and try to lose. You go out and you try to win. You try to be the best you can. And, you know, yeah, grand, it was fine. We lost against Cork Conn probably in the two games that mattered most in the season, albeit it was a kick of a ball, a single score in each game. But, you know, we had done so much. We'd come from second bottom right up to top level. We missed out on a home semi-final by a single point. We missed out on the All-Ireland final by a single score. And then we just dropped short then in the Munster Senior Cup final by another score. So, you know, people are saying that, you know, it was a good season, but, you know, it's hard. It's hard to agree with them fully on that respect. I know for a fact, and this is what I judge myself on, and I said it earlier on, is that I know I left the club in a better position, and that to me is success. But it would have been nice for the players, not for me, for the players to have something tangible at the end of the year. A medal in their hand means so much.
Mm. So finally, as that door closes and this new one opens at Dolphin, how excited finally are you for this position?
Yeah, look, I'm excited and I'm delighted. I won't be travelling 800 kilometres a week either, up and down the road. I'll only be 10 minutes from door to door. Like that look, has a huge knock-on effect on the family as well on that, so I'll get to see them a bit more. But I'm certainly very excited. I mean, the support the club have given me is fantastic. The players we've signed are going to make a big difference to that squad. They'll bring in that little bit, that something new, that added edge that every club needs. So they'll come into a new environment. They'll make new friends. You know, if you look at their results, last year Dolphins' results, they lost four games by a single score, nearly all in injury time. And if they'd have won those games, they'd have probably finished in the top four. So it's very, very small margins. And I'm hoping that, a few change of tactics, a change of willingness, and the lads have got to give the commitment as well.